There are calls for an investigation into the financial collapse of Australia's largest transport infrastructure project. The Brisbane Airport Link operator Bris Connections folded with debts of more than $3 billion, and analysts are warning that could be the end of public-private infrastructure projects in their current form. Stephanie Smale reports.
Investor advocates say it's a financial disaster with a useful outcome for Brisbane residents. Stephen Main is from the Australian Shareholders Association.
Everyone has lost a fortune, but it's obviously still a good result for the city of Brisbane because they've got a piece of infrastructure which helps traffic flows in Brisbane, and a whole bunch of private sector wood ducks have paid for that and lost their shirts.
Traffic projections used to attract investment in the project were very wrong, leaving Bris Connections in a financial hole. Dr. John Goldberg from the University of Sydney says it could have been avoided.
The product disclosure statement was obviously passed by ASIC as okay, but I don't think they did or recognised the traps in it for investors.
Dr. Goldberg served on a New South Wales parliamentary inquiry into Sydney Road tolls. He began raising the alarm about Bris Connections' traffic model last year. He's repeated his call for a royal commission into how investors are allowed to pour money into projects with obvious financial flaws.
It would flush out all the sectional interests that have contributed to this debacle. There have been too many people feeding off the fees.
The engineering and planning firm Arup was paid more than $4.5 million for the Airport Link Tunnel's flawed traffic projections. Dr. John Goldberg says he tried to get access to the company's financial modelling without success.
I applied to ASIC in the case of the Bris Connections Tunnel for the financial model that had been developed by Obi Arup and the Macquarie Bank, and access was refused. On the basis, and I quote you, it was not in the public interest. Can you imagine that?
It's not just big investors like Macquarie Bank who have taken a hit with Bris Connections' collapse. The superannuation plan for Queensland's public servants, Q Super, invested in the project too, through the Queensland Investment Corporation. They've lost about $75 million. Stephen Main from the Australian Shareholders Association says the losses will be felt far and wide.
The crazy banks that went maddest around the world, which had no idea of risk, were all the ones that piled in and lent Macquarie and Deutsche Bank $3 billion to build this project. And so it's actually, ironically, taxpayers around the world, including the Irish taxpayer, the English taxpayer, who's also lost probably over $100 million each.
Queensland's Deputy Premier Jeff Seeney admits it will be hard to attract further private investment in large-scale infrastructure projects. He says a new approach is needed.
We will continue to try to offer opportunities for the private sector to be involved in infrastructure construction in Queensland, but I think there will need to be different models that aren't so dependent on forecasting the patronage of the infrastructure in advance.
In a statement, ASIC says the responsibility for business models lies with management and with their boards. It stands by its decision to deny Dr. Goldberg access to the Bris Connections traffic model.
Stephanie Smale reporting.